We were at the Jewish home in Pittsburgh, working for the American, for the National Council of Jewish Women, interviewing Asher Oppenheimer, Howard Braun, and Aviva Karem. I think that we've been meeting here for a number of months now, and we're going to ask Asher to summarize our discussion a bit, primarily emphasizing the experience relating to the agent of Pittsburgh and the agency for which he works here. The date today is May the 9th, 1988. Okay, you're on, Asher.
If we're talking about summarizing what we discussed here, what I told you over the last few months, I suggested that when this is going to be edited and you have any questions to clear some things up, I'll always be available. I really can only say that I came to the United States under special circumstances, and I enjoy living here. I was fortunate to get this job here at the Council Fair, which gave me a new lease on life, so to speak, because I was retired. And retirement is not a happy time, not especially not for someone like me who just doesn't have the patience to sit still and do nothing or only do hobbies. That reminds me that when I came here, I didn't really look for a job seriously. Have to tell the truth here, because I wanted to take it easy for a while. But on the other hand, I did contact one of the agencies of the Jewish Federation, which was the Family and Children's Services, to explore a possibility of finding work. And I have to say that at that point, I was a little disappointed, because there was really no help at all that I got from the Family and Children's Services, and I hate to say that, because in the meantime I have learned that this agency is doing a good job and is helping a lot of people. But in my case, when I didn't really need help as help per se, as an answer to some SOS, but to help me to find a job at my level that will make me useful in the community, I was referred to some rehabilitation center of the disabled and
Shady Avenue?
On Forbes down in Oakland, past Oakland.
No.
It is for mentally impaired, and I was even insulted that they would send me to a place like this, so I didn't even follow up on it. But at the time, I remember that, I don't want to mention names, but at the time, Family and Children's Services sent me to this organization, which is strictly organization to rehabilitate mentally retarded people, and I don't think that was fair at the time. It was very insulting. But that was one episode that I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It happened, and it could have been bad judgment of the part of the person that did it, But it happened to me. Okay, let's talk a little bit about elderly in Allegheny County, and then specifically about Jewish elderly, which after I'm working at cancer care, I know something about. Allegheny County has...
Wait a minute, how did you get this job? How did you get the job? You
go over this and you'll find it.
Yes.
This job I did not get through Family and Children's Services. I am talking in 1971 when I said I went to Family and Children's Services because I wanted to do something. I was not pressed for money. I could retire and loaf, but that's not my stick. So then I went. I got this job in 73 when I found out through the Jewish Chronicle that they opened this center, and I applied for a job. That was 13 years later.
71 to 73.
Yeah.
Okay.
We only opened 5 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
And until then it didn't work?
And until then I I went for a year to Israel and worked in the army.
You
know,
told us
about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some writing at the time for Israeli government, but I didn't work on a regular basis this whole time. So I was really a young retiree. Okay, let's talk about Asian.
Right.
And this is off the record, really. I really am not proud of this episode, not for myself and not for the Family and Children's Services who sent me to that place at the time. Well, I don't think they do this. And he is honest and wants to work and has talents. There should be some kind of organization.
A special Jewish thing,
I think. Jewish more than, because if not Jewish, that person will get lost somehow.
Well, as you...
As a matter of fact, it's very difficult for a Jewish person, especially one who comes from Israel, or even from another country, to find a job here.
That's right.
When you come here and you're...
Culturally, it's so different.
Culturally and your language.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, I couldn't find a job in the community. I had to find it through a Jewish organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only... you can say, who asked them to come? Are we on?
Yes, I put you on. Okay. I decided I wanted
to.
I just turned it on.
You could say... who asked you to come, that's one thing. But if you encourage people to come to Pittsburgh, Jewish people, I think you have an obligation in some way to help them to find a job, because in the community, non-Jewish community, it's very difficult to be hired. I tried several times. Of course, I didn't apply to be a garbage collector, but... I wouldn't have gotten that either, because I'm the wrong caller.
No, not only that, you're too small now. This time, size doesn't matter at all. Look,
okay.
As you know, for the last 20 years, there's been a big absorption of Russians, and somehow we managed to do it on a community basis. But most of them had generally marketable skills, and it worked out fine. So we don't do a perfect job, but it did. In general, somehow something works out.
When you say we, who are you talking for?
The
Federation.
Federation, yeah. They have a very large Russian.
Okay, thing. Let's talk about the Federation for. And I'm not really, I shouldn't criticize, because I'm happy with what I'm doing. and the National Council of Jewish Women makes it possible. So there are a lot of positive things in the Jewish community, from the Federation to the other organizations. But let's go back to the problems of the elders.
Yes, please.
Just so you get an idea, Allegheny County, I think the last time that I spoke to someone, there were a million and a half people living in Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
And 280,000 were over 65, with the prospect of, by 1990, 300,000 to be over 65, whereas the number of persons living in Allegheny County is going down, but the number of people over 65 is going up, meaning that the population, the older population in Pittsburgh is growing. Now, if this is true for the general population, it is even more true for the Jewish population. In Allegheny County, I think there are about 40,000 Jews living.
Mm-hmm.
It is really the Jewish Federation takes care not only of Allegheny County, but also
it's
some counties around.
Yeah.
And there are a little more, there are maybe 45,000.
That's
but
right.
Would you agree to 40,000?
40 around close,
okay.
45 in the larger area, I think that's
40,
right.
40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And over 65, there are about 9,000 in Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a higher percentage already than the general population.
What number did you give the Jews?
9,000 over 65.
Yeah.
This number I asked for today because I wasn't sure about that number. It is about 9,000. And that would be, I think, 22% if you figure it out. Compared to 18% in the
general.
Okay. If it's 22%, and the way population is going, okay, in Allegheny County,
mm-hmm.
Jewish and non-Jewish, we could say that very soon it'll be 25%. That means a quarter, one out of every four living in Allegheny County is over 65,
mm-hmm.
and that demands a lot of attention, and I think this warrants that the Jewish organizations with the Federation at their head have to do a big effort to help that population.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, I think that elderly have a right to age in dignity.
Mm-hmm.
This is a basic right that I think all over the world is recognized. If you go to from Israel to Russia to every other country in the world, and from the Ten Commandments to this day, we are really supposed to have the elderly age.
Mm-hmm.
And live in dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when someone is 65 and I'm 65, that doesn't mean that you from today to tomorrow you change your habits and you change your way of living. many elderly continue to live a productive and independent life in their own home or in their own apartment. And from the way I have learned about elderly in the last 5 years from observing others, I can say that I have found that as long as someone is healthy, okay, you really are as old as you feel.
You really are?
As old as you feel, as you want to be.
Yes.
There's some people, there's a young 65 and there's an old 65, and many people, they feel very young at the age of 65, and I think that especially here in the United States, where there is a cult of youth, people don't want to age. So people don't want to age. People want to live their own life, and they want to be healthy and happy and independent and do their own thing. So if we talk about dignity, this is the first dignity of that everyone wants to be independent. Nobody wants to be 65 and the day he gets to be 65 and say, okay, from now on I live on the account of the community. Mm-hmm. That's not the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. Luckily.
Well, not luckily. I don't think that people want that.
That's right.
We agree. So if we talk about stages, then so that people live as long as they can independently, then usually illness strikes at some point, or if it's a family, and I have seen that people are much happier when they are a couple.
Yes.
They keep going and keep independent much longer when they are as a couple.
Yes.
Then either one of the spouses passes away or gets sick. That's when usually the problem starts. So someone goes into the hospital. And let's say 65 is still young. I consider 65 young. Not because I'm there, but I know from the people that we get here, and the people that we get at cancer care are really not the average. Those are people that have more problems than the average. But let's say from 70 on, there are people. As I said, there are young 70s and old 70s, but at 70, when someone goes in the hospital with a severe illness, operation or something, usually they don't come out of the hospital the way they went in.
Yep.
Their memory is starting to be impaired. They lose a lot of their stamina and of their love or lust for life, and they become frail. So that would be the first stage when someone is still living at home, at their home, okay, but might need help from the spouse that is still healthy, or if there is no spouse, from a daughter. Or son. At this point, of course, I have seen here people who can afford to send their mother a housekeeper. That's of course much better. So this is the first stage usually. At this point, in many cases, the daughter, let's say that the father died and the mother is left alone. That's in most cases. In more cases, the mother is left over and the father dies earlier. So usually the daughter is looking for some kind of an arrangement. And the first arrangement would probably be look for an apartment at the Riverview Apartments here. And I'm now saying, talking more about the Jewish aspect. Mm-hmm. When you're looking for the to solve the problem of a Jewish family, there is the Riverview Apartments here, or there is a government housing project at the Forward JD apartment on Mary Avenue. Mm-hmm. You're probably familiar with them. That's where people live, more or less independently. Mm-hmm. At the Riverview Apartments, they have to be able to live independently, but they get a full course dinner there that they have to pay for if they eat it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a nurse in the building. I don't know if they have a nurse at Forward Shady.
No.
But they have a nurse at the Riverview Apartment.
Forward Shady, someone comes in from the hospital once or twice a week, whenever they have a clinic or something.
And someone can live there in dignity, as we said, in dignity, as long as the person is able to be by himself or herself in an apartment, to cook a little bit, to clean a little bit. Also, they have some cleaning arrangements too. But you have to be able to function at that stage. From there, the next a step would be that someone cannot be anymore at the apartments by herself. And that happens mostly either if there is a bodily disability, that someone breaks a hip and can't walk anymore and can't even go into the shower anymore by herself. Then there are several possibilities. The first possibility that we see is that someone... Is that really what you want to hear from me?
Yeah, whatever you think is constructive. Okay. I would like some, more than anything else, a constructive comment.
Well, that'll come at the end. Constructive or destructive?
Yes, critical comment or constructive comment.
But to give you the overall picture, okay, so we have now the one possibility that the daughter says, okay, mother, I'll take you home and you'll stay with me. And then, of course, the problem is that the daughter, if she does it, if she's a good daughter, and not always it's the reason that it's a good daughter, but sometimes it's the reason that the financially this is the only way to go, because there are a lot of costs involved once you have to put someone in a nursing home or so on. So this is one way to handle it, to bring the mother home, and then to get some help by the program, for instance, that's called Living at Home program by Montefiore Hospital. They have one kind of program. They can send you a nurse or help. There are all kinds of private agencies that you can, but you pay for that. That you can bring help from what is called a companion, which is not a professional person, not a nurse or anything. But someone who would stay will babysit the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's
the second possibility.
That's one of the possibilities. At that point, in many cases, the daughter is looking for daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they come to us,
mm-hmm.
because we are the only Jewish daycare in Allegheny County. But our daycare is private and it's in a way expensive compared to some of the non-Jewish daycare that is almost free.
Yeah.
The AAA, the Area on Aging, has daycare centers that are financed by AAA. They do not give them the elderly that come there what we can give them, but they are free. Now,
does Council Care get any funding from AAA?
Okay. Right. Now, as a matter of fact, I forgot one other agency. While people still live in their own home, but if they can't cook anymore, they can order meals on wheels. That's another
Meals on wheels
is supplied also by Jewish. The home here has a. They send out meals of it. That means people that cannot go out to eat out, or they cannot cook, they can order meals and meals. They pay a very small fee for that, and they get full
meals on wheels.
Full,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I know.
We know it. Go on.
Oh, you
we, I know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that
meals
in.
On wheels.
Okay. Then we have. Okay, then they come to us.
Mm-hmm.
We call Council Care,
mm-hmm.
and we have three daycare centers. Our director is Ruth Kaplan.
What's his name?
Ruth Kaplan, with a K. And she just started this year. The previous director was Linda Orr. And I'm the assistant director, and I'm also the manager of the main unit, which is here at the Riverview Center. We have the second unit. Our second unit is in the same building, and this is specifically for more memory impaired or people who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. In the main unit, we have approximately 30 people per day. In the Alzheimer's unit, we have between 15 and 17 people a day. And our third unit is in Mount Lebanon at the Hoover School, which is close to the St. Clair Hospital, which has now about 15 people a day. Those people come in the morning, go home in the afternoon, get a full course dinner at noon, and a full program during the day, and that of course helps the families to cope with those parents that they have to keep at home, and they cannot leave them alone, and or they don't want them to leave alone. We don't have only people.
I have the impression, also from what you just said, that 60 people, that's very few. Can I say from that it's so few that it's really not really significant?
Well, it is significant for those that come here.
Yes, of course
it is. It is not significant
from the perspective of
and numbers. And yet, lately we have problems to find we barely
okay,
fill up
so that's the, whole
the main unit.
Okay.
And I tell you why.
Okay.
And the reason is, okay, we can fill
this
up.
This number satisfies the demand.
This number does not satisfy the demand, but it is we can't fill it up because of the other centers which are not Jewish,
yes.
and which are free or much cheaper. They,
yes.
they ask for a donation, but
yes.
it's not what we, our
okay.
full fee is $25 a day.
Mm. Yes.
Now, if daycare would be free,
mm-hmm.
or at least more subsidized
mm-hmm.
than it is, and this one is subsidized because $25
yeah.
a day
mm-hmm.
does not pay
mm-hmm.
for our daycare. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So there would be more people coming if we would be able to serve the Jewish population in the same way as the AAA is the two.
No, I'm just keeping track of
the time. The same way as the AAA is serving the elderly population in Allegheny County. But don't forget that daycare is mostly not for people who can live on their own.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. People who can live on their own to have activities and social, some kind of a social life, they can go to the Jewish Community Center.
Of course.
The Jewish Community Center has a program. Mm-hmm. We are a super, our program is supervised. That means for people that the family is would not want to be leave alone, mm-hmm. or who cannot by themselves get up in the morning and get dressed and go to the community center out of many reasons.
Yeah.
It could be that they don't speak the language. Mm-hmm. It could be that they can't handle the mm-hmm. transportation by themselves. So they go. Then they have to come to a supervised center like ours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But many elderly over 65, they can go during the day,
of course,
retire, they go to the Jewish Community Center.